Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
PM, Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, the fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah.
Give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Pool.
Welcome back to the show, fam. You know what it is. We took a little break off last week. And we're going to explain that, too. There was a reason for that. We almost quit cold turkey. And I don't mean quit like stop, but, you know, we've ended up getting our growth on. It's time for that. So, hey, without further ado, Legal Dope Radio was on. It's your neighborhood winners. We winning. Hey, shout out to I thought it was Patrick Swayze. Hey, shout out to Charlie Sheen, yo. That's my new legend, my new idol. Definitely, you know, we be on that Charlie Sheen around here, you know what I'm saying? I tell you what, though, let's keep this thing off the right way, man. It's your boy Quarter the Great.
May.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 crack commandments.
Like that. Legal though.
Yeah. Get this bitch started. It's your boy Quarter the Great in the building. Fresh out of people's players definitely in the building. The boy Bully Bogart is in the building. Shout out to Quarter Two. You already know what it is.
Gangster Grill.
You motherfucking bastards. Don't forget to say
bastards,
son.
Hey, that game. You know what it is, man. It's March the 9th.
Hey,
by some accounts, the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th, you know what I mean? Hey, so let's kick it off, man. Do what you just did again, man. Let's do it, man. Get it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 crack commandments.
One, two, three, four.
Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual, a step by step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know. The try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your hand. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up. Hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bad, say the fuck the police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting number 10. A strong word called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell no. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fucked my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
Hey, check it out, man. It's your boy Fresh here, the People's Player. So, hey, real talk, good looking out to Quarter keeps kicking the show off that way. I'm going to tell you why. Because when I was loading that up earlier, I remember telling the homie Bully and J5, I didn't load no Premier tracks up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Premier is hip-hop. You know, you go back to the boom bap, you know, the whole, you know, the art of the MC. He bring the best out of all his MCs. Whoever on the Primo track, he bring the best out of that person.
Yeah.
All the time, whoever it is, Nas, Big, he did it to Hov, he did it to, you know, the Lox, he does it to everybody. He bring the best. He did bring the best out of everybody.
They don't even change and identify Premier Beat.
And they bad. Real talk. Okay, so check it out, man. If you don't know now, you know it's March the 9th, and you know, if you know from last year, it's a special show for us around this time because we kick it off for the, you know, the day Biggie got smoked. And two, rest in peace, AK, fam, birthday is tomorrow. Last year we was lucky enough for March the 9th, for March the 10th to fall on a Wednesday. So we partied with y'all and I brought y'all to my party, you know what I'm saying, to kick it for my man's birthday. So we had a good time last year. So, of course, I ain't letting it go to the wayside. I'm going to throw it out there again. Fam, birthday is tomorrow. So, you know, happy birthday, AK. Rest in peace, my man.
Happy birthday, Big Chick, too, man.
Friday, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Big Chick. Rest in peace. Okay, so you know what it is, man.
Happy birthday, Quarter to Great, nigga. Next Wednesday, you know what it is.
Hey, so, okay, since you said that, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to touch on why we weren't here last week. I'm going to touch on what we got coming in the next couple of weeks. And then, you know, it's really the countdown to the end, .. beginning. Because what's happening is, you know, a couple of weeks we had a half a show because our music was erased, and it was erased with reason. We didn't re-up on the contract, so we took a 10, we signed a 10-day deal. You know what I mean? We're working out right now.
It's real CBA shit,
you know,
like real collective bargaining.
We signed a 10-day deal. You know what I'm saying? So we don't bring out a couple of shows, only because we couldn't miss these couple of shows because it really was over. You know, we was going to go under construction for a month or so. We was going to go under construction. And, you know, build a better brand and build a better product for y'all, you know, to vibe off of. But we couldn't just stop so abruptly, so what we did was brought it back, like I said, for a 10-day contract for a couple of weeks because we figured with, you know, AK birthday and, you know, with the Biggie day today and then with fam birthday next week, you know, we're going to put together a couple of good shows, a couple of real big shows, and then we'll, you know, let the cat out the bag as far as what we got going on because, like I said, we're trying to not even monopolize, but just make ourselves better. You know, just build a better brand for y'all to get it in with. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get to a song right now. So that was the reason for all of that. You know, that was the reason for the whole thing last week not being around. I apologize to the dope fiends who didn't get their fix. But we're here now. Quarter to Great.
I mean, shit. Shout out to the blood.
Thank you.
Yo, somebody bring me a backwood to the Willis Stop.
Wake up, baby.
Mm. Yeah.
Yo, Big, wake your ass up. Come on.
I'm up.
Big, wake up.
I'm up, Diddy. What the fuck, man? What's up?
Backwood.
Quarter to six. We got the 7:30 flight.
Mm.
Yo, Big.
I'm up. Yeah, I hear you, dog. I hear you, man. All right, 7:30.
Yo, take down this information.
And a pen.
Tell your girl and remember it or something. All right. Can you do that?
Yeah, write this down. All
right. Like 504.
504.
Leaving Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Going to LAX.
Whoa. Cali?
No doubt, baby. No, we got to get this paper.
No doubt. All right. I'm up.
Yo, Big.
I'm up, man.
Like 504.
All right, 7:30. I'm going to meet you at the airport.
California.
Yeah.
Biggie. That was going back to Cali right there. you know, flight 504, leaving the Kennedy, going to LAX, right there, Joe.
Man, Biggie, give me one more chance.
Yeah, that was the rap inventor, right there, Big. Man, dude was cold. Hey, this is my catapult, this is my segue. The hardest verse ever. We're going to do that this week. And this is, you know, this, you've been hearing about it for a month or so. You know, ever since my old dude asked the question a couple months ago, actually. Starting now, you know, the, you know, I told you last couple weeks ago to start thinking about your hardest, you know, your hardest verse, you know, by whoever that might be. Because we're going to jump to that next week. You know, next week is going to be a bunch of lyrics being thrown around next week, you know. You know, it may or may not be a bunch, you know, a lot of the homies, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure my homies going to have something in there. Because my homies say shit like, I'm a Big Mac. Yeah, I'm number one. Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure they're going to, you know, some of those going to be in there big time, you know what I mean? But it's going to be, you know, whoever it is. I want some input, too, you know, from, you know, whoever out there. Just throw your verse out there. If you think it was, you know, if you think it was MC Choice, you know what I mean? You know, if you think it was MC Brains or whatever, you know, you think it was whatever, you know. If you think it was whatever, you know, so whatever, however, you know, it's one of those, you know. If you think it's whatever, you're bad. Hey. So, like I say, we're going to play a bunch of those. And I say that because, you know, I'm going to get to a couple of my favorite verses, I'm sure. You know, I'm definitely going to play the Notorious Thug joint today, you know, with it being Biggie Day and all, and that's, you know, probably going to be played again next week just because it's one of the hardest verses ever. So, we're going to jump to that.
Hey, shout out to Keith and Tuco and that motherfucking dress she had on at the party the other night. God damn.
She was cold.
She
was cold.
Other shit last time.
She was cold.
They did the Moulin Rouge for the girl Toya birthday. I guess it was the shit with Vic. What's the nigga named VIC? When the VIC nigga came down, they actually performed live and shit. I'm looking at the dress he had on right now. He looked funny. Hey, man, tell her to call my phone anyway.
She said, am I? Yeah,
hey,
man, I got it in too. Shout out to the boy Wonder Bread.
Got it in too?
Yeah, shout out to my man. Hey,
I'd also like to say fuck the people that throw them shows. Can I say that?
Yeah, all day.
I like to say fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Because,
all day.
You know, like, and I'm just, you know, this is on some other shit. Now, you know, I'm going to play my shit after I say this shit because that's what it is. But a motherfucker, like don't, like, you know me better than that to come at me and tell me you want to charge me to perform in front of my people. Like, that's an insult.
Who's that?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, no, period. Like, if somebody comes down and I say, well, man, let me rock the stage. And the motherfucker say, well, man, we want 150 or 200 to do the shit. I'm not going because you paying me. You want me to pay you.
So you can pay whoever you came with you.
So you can pay whoever. You want me to pay you to rap in front of my people. Like, this is my crowd. You understand what I'm saying? The 150 I gave you, I got 15 niggas going to come for sure.
Man, I'd rather change somebody's big money.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the fuck people that do that shit, man. And that's for all of the fuck people that do that. You know what I'm saying? And you motherfuckers lucky I left my pistol at the crib.
Yeah.
Because it could have got real ugly right now.
I got mine.
There we go. That's what it is, man. So, you know what? I'm going to probably play this a couple times today. Because I'm just in one of them kind of moves, man. So this is what I need y'all to do, man. Get it there.
Fuck
everybody.
The Commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Caesar Leo, De Janeiro,
yeah.
Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, The Post Shady, Frankie Baby. We here.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is?
Nowhere.
Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is?
Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B.I.G. I put my key, you put your key in. Money we'll be seeing, we'll reach the fucking ceiling. Check it, my calico been cop. This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop this instant. Rappers too persistent, quick to spit. Biggie name on shit.
Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. Be that is, I that is, gee whiz. Motherfuckers still in my bed. Hope they know my nigga got a fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is, my shit is laid out.
What?
Fuck that beef shit, that shit is played out. Y'all got the goal. All I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, your man passed the gap to me. Now check this, what's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. Check it. I done smoked with the best of them, shot at the rest of them. Was about 100 or more, maybe less of them. Got my rocks off. That nigga from the Brook just be wildin' on you, just be styling on you. And I tried to warn you, but your eyes fucked up. Now I cleared them shits with hits. You on the fucking bench. Pardon my French, but sometimes I get kinda peeved at these weak MCs with these supreme ball of life. Lyrics, I call them like I see them, G. Y'all niggas sound like me. Y'all was grimy in the early 90s. Far behind me, it ain't hard to find me. Number one with the booyaka. Give me the Remy and the Chronic. Ain't no telling what I do to y'all. It's obvious the game's new to y'all. Take them ends you miss and spend them on the tutor, huh? One shot, I'm through with y'all. Jeez. Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the street. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. There be nothing but smooth sailing. When I spit shots, now your crew's bailing. All I got is heat and tough talk for you. Tie you up, cut your balls off just for you. Man, listen, straight torture. Look what that slick shit bought ya. A first class ticket to Lucifer. Real name Christopher. Watch me set it off like Vivica. Here lies your demise. Close your eyes, think good thoughts. Die while your skin starts to glisten. Pale blue, hands get cold, your soul's risen. It's bad cause I just begun. What make this shit real bad, I was having fun. What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the street. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start to G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. And I'm through.
And I'm through. And I'm through.
Life
after. Now ask yourself. You know what beef is.
Life after.
Then ask yourself. Do you really?
Life after.
Yeah. I like that. Big Nosh. Hitman, baby.
Tasmanian Devil.
Shout out to Marvin the Martian.
Shout out to Marvin the Martian. Y'all remember Gazoo?
Gazoo was my nigga.
Gazoo was cool, fam. Gazoo popped up when he wanted to. Like, you couldn't even control him.
Right. Well,
you never hit nothing. Did you know how to say that? Hey, check it out, man. That was What's Beef. Your boy Biggie Smalls. You feel me?
Biggie Smalls is the illest. His style was played out like Arnold when that. What you talking about, Willis?
Real shit. real is gone. Hey, Joe, what you think about the Biggie and Pop? Do anybody ever stop to think that them murders was unsolved?
You know what? Yeah. Matter of fact, I was thinking about that today.
Unsolved, honestly. Like, swept under the rug. Nobody even, you know, think about it, man. The first 48, you know, the first 2 days, you know, everybody on the show, the first 2 days, the case get cold, and, you know, it's been 14 years. That's crazy, man. Hey, check it out. Right. And ain't nobody in there talking about some 20 o'clock. Wait, who's Tony Clark? I messed up. You just tell me. You can't. He's like, you come back. You come back from commercial. This fool got all the feet.
I think Freebird
having
a business right there.
Hey, not only do we got chicken
nuggets,
but we got the
20 teeth. Hey, man. I know this is off subject, but I was watching motherfucking The Pimp Chronicles today, nigga. Motherfucking Capitalist, man. No, nigga, it made me want to piss on myself, nigga. The shit was fucking hilarious.
Man, I was watching Dave Chappelle, for what it's worth.
Nigga, that is the funniest shit in the world.
That's who said.
But, nigga, Capitalist, nigga, that was the funniest shit ever, nigga.
Hey, is that the one with Polo Ping Ping?
Polo Ping Ping.
Nah, Polo Ping Ping was on, it's Pimpin' Pimpin'.
Hey, Paul the Pink Nigga.
No, nigga. This was what we had on the Leprechaun, the Labrine suit. This shit right here, nigga.
Hey.
This shit right here, nigga.
He said, nigga, this shit called death.
He said, man, nigga, what you say? I don't die.
Hey, no. Hey, no. What was funny, we did that dog. We took our brain. We stuck.
We gave it to the white pig. Hey, that was a real life public service announcement, though. White people, stop putting the motherfucking leeches on your kids. That just gives me the reason to laugh at me. Y'all seen some shit the other day, nigga. I was like, damn, that's a nice leash for a pit bull. This motherfucker had, I'm serious. Look, this motherfucker had a harness on they baby. For good reason, though. Because that little motherfucker was bad. He was touching everything. I was like, lady, you should just put him in your basket. You know what I'm saying? The little nigga was touching everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, shit.
Attention all those things. Bring me a backwood to the Sears Tower.
Right now.
Backwood to the Sears Tower. Attention all legal dope things.
Right now.
Bring me a backwood to the Sears Tower.
Right now.
Attention, all legal dope fiends.
Anyone who knows where the Batcave is.
Backwood to the Sears Tower. Hey, we got Friday coming up, too, in about 2 minutes, y'all. Friday night is definitely in the business. Friday night is definitely in the building. You know, we're going to do something a little special today with it being Biggie Day. We're going to bring Friday in with a little different music today. You feel me? So.
Hey, shout out to all of the motherfuckers that posted, because I've been posting on my Facebook just random Biggie questions. Or random, like, you know, I had a question, who's your favorite, Tupac, Jay-Z, or Biggie?
Who's the best MC,
Jay-Z
or not?
I had, what's your best favorite Biggie song? So the people who participated in the whole favorite Biggie song thing, I said I'd shout them out. So I'm going to do that today as well. I'm going to shout them fools out. About that time, you know what I'm saying? It's half. We at the halfway point of the halfway point to the halfway point.
So
we're gonna bring on Friday night.
Ah, fam, you know what? Too, that's a good one. But I had something I was thinking about. You know, and the only reason I say that is because it's up there. I'm sure it is because I made sure we did it for that. Cause I thought about all shooting together.
Right.
You feel me? You know when you see it. Definitely, you know when you see it. You definitely know it when you see it.
Is it on there?
Oh, definitely.
Whatever it is, it's super hot too.
Let's do it. Nah, that's for you. That was definitely for you.
That was my.
Yeah, that was for Porter the Great.
Something
there. You don't know what to do. You confused.
Nah, I don't know what to do.
But that was some more. Let's see. We own that, man. I'm telling you, it's there. It's set up for this. This is for y'all, man. I don't know what happened to it, man. and I want to hear it. I'm sick.
Yeah, that's rocking, man. I bet you we know it.
I'm going to be sick without it. Nah, I was in the car with a couple of the homies earlier, man. We couldn't remember how, what you call them, started.
That's the one you talking about?
Nah, we couldn't remember how, yeah, I can't even think of the name of the song.
First, I forgot already. I'm
bringing pain like this. This dude
thought
about it immediately. They must have loaded up, man. I'm sick with that, too. Anyway, man, it was the world is filled, man.
Oh.
I can't find it either, man. So.
Well, let's bring him in with this, then, because I think this is.
Oh, definitely.
This is
fly.
Friday night.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed. I like this young man. Because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all.
Friday night, Jerome.
Hey. What's going down, fellas?
Oh, man, not a whole lot was good.
Oh, I'm just getting addicted, man. Hold on for a minute. Let me turn my radio up a little bit and go into the back cave. What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot. What's really good? What's happening?
Do you remember living that, going back to Cali song? You remember going to Roscoe's and sipping on booze in the House of Blues?
Come on, man. What do you mean?
Do you remember that?
What do you mean, man?
I was first, so I took it back first.
Spent about a week on Venice Beach.
I did all of that, man.
Did Roscoe. I didn't have to
do it. Did you do all of that?
I did all of that,
man.
Right. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, it's a nice day today, and, you know, I got a few open-ended questions, but they're very fitting, you know, especially since we have seen the systematic demise of hip-hop. You dig what I'm saying?
Church. Who's that?
Yeah. You know, so now everybody knows that your boy Friday Night is, you know, a Notorious B.I.G. scholar, to say the least. And today I just got a few questions, not answers. I got some questions. You know, I think of the hole that was left in hip-hop by Big leaving us, you know what I mean? But then there was a, you know, a plethora of opportunity for greatness for others. You know, there was Jay-Z, and then there was Nas and a handful of others. You dig? And if you can remember, they were riding early success at the time of Big's death. You know, there was Illmatic, and then there was Jay-Z's sophomore album, In the Life and Time, you know what I mean, which I think came out of that following November, you know what I mean. So, you know, there was a lot of beef that had developed between those boys, and it was a monumental moment in hip-hop, you know what I mean, because they were fighting for Biggie Strong. So, you know, if Biggie would have still been around, you know, had it been a lot of beef between them boys, you know, that was a special period, you know, because Biggie was the king, and they were fighting for his crown. You see, he was the master with no end in sight at all. You know what I mean? So you remember Life After Death dropped 16 days after he was murdered, and it was diamond, you know what I mean? You know, and I had nobody seen nothing like that before. So, you know, I think of the way that the drama would have gone with him, you know, still. And I wonder, you know, because it was a fat time for hip-hop. You know, its popularity was at an all-time high. And there was no doubt Biggie would have evolved, I think, with the game. So I think about Cash Money, for instance, you know, because Biggie had already established cool swag and gutter gangster ways, flossing, if you will. You know, G-Unit, would they have got some run if Biggie would have been in the game still? You know what I mean? Would there have been an Eminem, Dr. Dre marriage? You know, you know what I'm saying? Because they all was in the shadow of Biggie, you know. And I think about the collabos, you know, and who would he have mentored? You know, like Jay-Z has J. Cole under his wing, you know, and J. Cole is thriving because of the success of Jigga, of course. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think of people like Jada Kiss. You know, how much further would he be along? Would he be well-known? You know what I mean? Because he never got his due. You know what I mean? So, you know, again, here I go with this. Is hip-hop dead? Well, if you listen to the radio, it is. But if you listen to Legal Dope, hip-hop is alive and well. You know, I feel like just the bleeding materialism has, you know, just killed the Durantiness, man. You know, I used to cherish the militant approach, PEKRS-1. You know what I mean? And used to strive to want to be like Big Daddy Kane or Chuck D. You know, what happened to that, man? It's gotten so far away from its roots, hip-hop has become a parody of itself, you know? But there are power in numbers. We got to remember that. You know, ironically, you know, we just have to keep on striving day by day, you know.
I tell you what, though.
Junior Mafia.
I just came up with the answer right now. You just gave me the answer. I'm going to tell it to you. You know, and, you know, not to get too, I guess, deep or too whatever with it, but I got the answer for you. You know,
well, this is what I want to do with you, Fresh Air, because I'm going to sit down and I want to enjoy my company and I want to get addicted, because that's what I do. But, you know, I just want to challenge you guys out there, hip-hop, you know what I mean, because we know Big Death and we know Pac Death and Big Birthday and Pac Birthday, but do we know February 21st was Malcolm X's last day on Earth, or March 19th? What was the day of his birth? So just get addicted. All right, go say what you want to say so I can go back and sit down, man, you know, because I have to have the can you hear me now people behind me.
Okay, well, I'll let you there.
You know I'm going to get it in. I'm going to make you wake up because that's what y'all pay me for.
Right.
Somebody stop, I'm ready. Yes, shout out to Dante in the house, sitting on the couch with a backwood. Too bad he can't give it to you, but he got one, though.
Damn. Shout out to my man, Dante Free, man, with backwood. Hey, check it out, man. What is what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to give you the answer to the question. And I'm going to let you go join your party because, listen, this is what it is, though. And, you know, without getting too deep into whatever with it all, I'm going to give it to you. It's almost like...
I like to get deep. You know, I like to get deep. You know, I like to get deep.
It's almost like the people that you lost in, you know, in your sport, your game, your life, your lifestyle, you know, your hip-hop, you know, like one of your favorites, your Big Pun, or your, you know, your Biggie, or your Pop, you know, or your Big L if you were deep, you know, New York kind of guy, whatever, you know. But it was almost like they were your sacrificial lamb, you know, and I say that in the sense of, you know, If them people was around, it wouldn't have been no room for, you know, no disrespect for your Roscoe Dashes or maybe your Soulja Boys, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because,
your
bad example. Your bad. Like I knew where you was going with it. I knew where you was going with it when you said that. But like Jada Kiss, for example, what happened to Jada was if nothing else, Biggie might have signed him because Jada probably would have lasted on Bad Boy anyway because he was more of a. You know, he was originally burdened with Death Row anyway.
They was kind of tight. You know, Big had Jada up under his wing. You know, he was the one that gave Jada the okay. say, hey, man, you told me what you need to do.
Right, he was, you know, he was that big with his man, but he was originally flirting with Suge and them and Death Row and that kind of thing. So it's almost like without those people wrong, they open up the door for your, you know, for your more commercial hip hop, because it was almost like big, you know, Big was commercial just because, you know, how fly he was, for real. You know what I mean? He made himself commercial,
well,
you know, and then he had
fly too, but Big co-signed for a few of those people. Lil Kim. He co-signed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But do you think Big would co-sign for the kind of work that people are doing today? I don't think so. It would have made them.
No, I don't think he would have. I don't think he would have done that at all. See, that's what I mean. So where would these people be? Would it be a Young Money, or would they have been lost in the shadow? You understand?
No, it definitely would have been
where Big left off.
See, it definitely would be Young Money. See, but it probably would still be Cash Money. It wouldn't be Lil Wayne being the biggest star in the world. He just would be getting money probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's
a lot of open ended questions, man. You got to think about that. Like I say, Nas and Jay Z, they battled and had beef for Biggie's throne. You know what I mean?
I think they would have rebelled anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it just would have took a little bit longer, but hip hop would have rebelled anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's just how they is. But like I say, I got a line on the song that I got that's, you know, one of my favorite verses. I didn't wrote in a long time. And on the song, I say,
you got a lot of lines, though. Well, you got a lot of lines.
No, but listen, though, because it has something to do with what we're talking about. And I said,
I say
my homie up in Memphis said he got a proper roll today. Stepped inside the booth and told the engineer to roll the tape. He asked me what the name of the song. I told him, call it Faith. You know, like something that's just going to happen no matter what. Like maybe Big and Pocket Nas,
exactly.
But Jay and M and Nas and Dre and Wayne and them.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cliff and Ye and them, we banging
exactly
them, and me, I'm trying to figure out a way with them. So, you know, it's like, so you know, something, it got a cause and effect. Something has to happen for something else to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So.
See the domino effect, but that's what I'm talking about, though. It's like the materialism and the sensationalism and the I got more guns than you. See, that's what makes what you do good. When I listen to the radio, I can hear how it's there, but when I listen to Legal Dope, I know it's
listening next to you. Oh, man. Fuck it, man. Biggie would have had some gold teeth by now. Hey, Friday night, man. Your time is up, man. We going to holler at you next week, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Sit down and get a dick bit. Get a dick bit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
gone.
Friday night.
Get a grip, man. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on them when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Fruity B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gaps and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Right there, you know what it was. Joe, caller number 224. What's wrong with that? Juicy. Caller number 224-441. You are on the air with the Legal Dope Boys. What up, Joe?
What's up, Joe? This the Wizard checking in to catch man on another line. What's happening?
T-shirt, what up, Joe?
What's up, Joe? Man, I want to just, man, give my respect to the man, B.I., and you guys doing what you're doing. And plus, I got to get up to my man, D. Rose, for killing him tonight.
Zero, hey.
Hey, but one other thing I want to let the listeners know. I seen my man the other morning at the gas station. I put something in his ear, and I wanted to let him know that it's all official. You are now listening to the T-shirt Wizard, the head designer for Bob Love, the Chicago Bulls All-Star. In his new and up-and-coming movie in the summer, I am the head designer of all the T-shirts and all the apparel that will be designed for the movie. It's official as of Monday.
Congrats, Deck the T-Shirt Wizard, brother.
Man, it's been hard and it's been worth it.
We need a first batch.
That's what's up, man. Keep that shit moving, Joe. Get it all the way in, Joe. You know what it is.
Make sure somebody got on the Quarter Key T-Shirt. Make sure somebody got on the Legal Dope Radio T-Shirt. In some mode. Tell Bob I said, holla at me. We go back. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bob Love came to my school when I was in like the fifth grade, maybe. Big old tall nigga and shit. I was like, Bob Love, what up, Joe? You know Michael Jordan?
I got some official footage of the meeting. We filmed it. I'm going to post it on the Facebook probably tomorrow. I've been busy, ain't had time, but the whole entire meeting with the Bulls and him is on film. They let us film it the other day, so I'm going to post it on the book and send it through my email, let Cash know what's happening in the world. Wizard, you know, and I want to get up to that cat, Trophy Boy. His people hit me the other day. They got a video shoot coming up with Def Jam soon. I don't know the date, but I'm designing their apparel for the upcoming video shoot also. So I'm giving up to that cat,
that's
Trophy
dope,
Boy.
Hey,
and the rest
man.
Of the cats
hey,
is in the land, get at me, man. Hit me on Facebook, the T-shirt Wizard, Mark Anthony Urban Wear. We doing it, man.
Hey, Dex, man, keep it pushing, man. Keep that shit pushing all the way, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Congrats on all your future endeavors, brother. I see you getting it in, brother. Quit telling people where you see me at, Joe.
Nigga, you a celebrity. I see you everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ain't no celebrity,
hey,
man.
Shout out to Dex.
Nigga, more on Twitter, man.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to Dex, the T-shirt Wizard. We're going to let him go on that note. Hey, check it out. Facebook.
Hey, beat that beef, man.
Huh?
Beat the Biggie.
Oh.
We played it already, but we're going to play it again. Don't trip.
Okay, I missed it. All right, go ahead. Y'all going to do y'all thing, man. I'm back to work.
We're going to slide it in the quarter key mix. Don't even trip because he can't wait. You can see his face. Hey, check it out, y'all. So on that note, I'm going to you dig shortly. I'm going to tell you what, though. Facebook is going to be the death of the world. I'm telling y'all. It's going to take y'all down. Y'all be careful with y'all books.
Man.
Hey, listen to me, fam. Facebook right now is destroying 1 in 5 households. Not because, listen to me. I'm saying, though, listen to what you just said.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You put it in the same sentence as crack.
I'm just saying.
We should be talking about Facebook uplifting people, but you put it down there with Antoine. What's his name?
Okay.
Tyrone Bigum.
Don't ask your baby mama.
Right, you fucking yourself up on
Facebook.
Don't ask your baby mama. Hey, motherfuckers is killing themselves, though. No, it's not even really. I'm not even talking about the player shit and the niggas doing this. Fam, niggas is up in there, fam. You know, motherfuckers spend all their time on Facebook, though. They say what it is. It's killing the marriages or whatever, fam. And they say everybody is hooking up with their old flames.
Yeah.
Like, you can all
shout out to Facebook, nigga. Shout out to old flames. I was about to shoot my pistol in there. I was excited, nigga. Nigga. Shit.
Hey. Shout out to Corey Key, man.
This is funny shit, but this is real shit. I know somebody, right? It's a close personal friend of mine, so I won't say their name, but they will not get a Facebook for the simple fact that they went to a couple different colleges. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Because they married now, and they've been to a couple different colleges, and they do not want to be on Facebook for that reason and that reason only.
Okay, let me tell you, man, I've been in all kinds of arguments behind that shit.
Hey, man. Charlie Sheen is a legend.
Hey, man, shout out to Charlie. Nigga, I got tiger blood. Hey,
Two two four, two eight oh,
you on the line, tap in.
Hello?
Yeah, what up, Joe? You on the line
what
with the legal dope boy.
What
one?
Up, cousin?
What up, Joe? What is?
This is Danasia.
Oh, what's happening, Nene? What it do?
What's up?
What up with the Nene?
You hear the Biggie song? I want to hear Big Papa.
You already know what it is. You already know what it is. You going to hear that during the quarter key mix, though, baby girl. I got you. Don't even trip.
I knew that.
You know,
okay.
you got to say, call your friends, get on Facebook, tell your friends, get addicted, man. We having a good time. We got another hour and 6 minutes to go on the show, Nene. So you stay online, you stay getting addicted, all right?
Okay. What up, Chandis?
What's up with it, Joe? Hey, y'all lucky. I was looking for it today and I couldn't find it.
Oh,
okay.
We had to chop it up too.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do?
I was thinking
about changing that up anyway.
I got it, though.
You know,
from Blow the Whistle to something else.
Not even Blow the Whistle, just to show up.
We're talking. Yeah, we're talking. I didn't say shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, check it out, too. Hey, on a serious note, man, you know, so we talking about Big, rest in peace to the homie, no problem, Drew. Hey, rest in peace to the homie Big, you feel me? On another note, Prince's brother died.
Prince? Like?
His older brother, Prince. I mean, his older brother. Prince's older brother. His name was Dwayne Nelson.
Prince got a brother?
That's what everybody says. But I said the same thing. It was a real man.
Yeah, why he wasn't in the movie?
You know, fam, I
was tripping, but you know what, though?
Especially if it's an older brother.
Right. First,
yeah.
Right.
Man was the head of security.
For Prince?
Yeah, the whole time. He was the head of Prince Security.
Wow. Shout out to Prince for having his brother as the head of security. I'm about to say, shout out for us not knowing that Prince had a brother all the time. Everybody knows
a real name. I'm tripping off the real name, though.
Wow. What's his real name? He had a name. Then was it
Victor?
Ty Smith or something? Who was it?
Victor. I don't know.
What was it? Ty.
Prince had a real name.
He did, though. What was it? Damn, what was Prince's real name? It was something else.
Hey, man, first person.
The greatest some shit.
Hey, first person call in and tell me Prince's name. I got a gift for you.
It got to be his real name.
Got to bring it back with
him. It got to be his real name.
Damn, man, I need a wood. Somebody bring me a wood. Hey, check it out, though.
Nene, where you at? Hold on. I'm about to call your phone.
She's right there, ain't she? She just popped back up.
Is this Nene right here?
Right here.
Because these two numbers are identical. Minus
okay.
The middle number right there.
Okay.
That's hot. And I bet we ain't probably know.
The first one was
12-1-1. That's that one. Hey, no, I ain't got no real gift, though.
Hey, Nene.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure this is the right number. Where you at?
At Pizza House.
You in the hood?
Huh?
You in the hood?
Nope.
I'm going to call you for phone.
Yeah, I got some tease, right? Hey, check it out. So, on another note, though, I brought all that up to tell you how funny it was. Definitely not that Prince's brother died, because that's tragic, you know what I mean? But, dude, when I was learning about that, when Pam told me Prince had a brother, they were like, yeah. You know, the first question I asked everything everybody else asked, how old was he? Was he older, younger, whatever? So, yeah, it was his older brother. They played basketball together. Boom. Charlie Murphy, nigga.
The first thing popped in my head was Charlie Murphy.
They play basketball together, so, you know, they say Prince can hoop, though. Hey, we're going to go to a song right now. Cut. We're going to a song, so. Get addicted. Hey, Sam, we're going to holler at you in a minute, my dude.
Especially for your team and the 45 and D will be in between the seas. Destroy your dreams. You
in my hand, none of my trusted friends. And
hey, open her left ear for grief. We all suited, beg my pardon in the morning. Maybe we ain't marching, we shooting, and every recruiting, there's a cut more. Every day in the ghetto, we start them up everywhere, get them a bottle and a pen and pad.
Wednesday. Hey, big shout out to Friday Night for knowing every damn thing. I don't know because I'm pretty heady myself, but fam comes through with the useless knowledge. Prince's real name is Prince Michael. Nah, that's Mike's son. Hey, that full name is Prince what? Rogers Nelson.
There you go, Rogers Nelson.
No, Prince.
His real name.
Rogers Nelson, yeah. Can I get my gift? Nah, man, you must didn't hear the You mustn't hear the little bitty. You mustn't hear the little writing, cause said I ain't got no gift. Damn. Hey, shout out to my man B. Hey, you know what? Now, that's actually funny, cause B beat you, fam. That's what up, Joe. Hey, let's go to the news, man. Let's do this.
I don't even think he on there.
Who kick ain't on there with the news?
I don't see him. Tell him.
And fam said. Hey, man. Get addicted, man. It's the shit. Okay, so I'm going to take this time. I'm going to tell them about the little shit then. Again, I want to remind y'all about the hardest verse. You know, it's making for good hip-hop conversation. So, you know, I want you to come up with your hardest verse. We're going to rustle them up and put them together and put them in my database for next week. And we're going to have, you know, a show about your hardest verse, you know. I mean, I've heard, you know, I'm getting all kind of, you know, people telling me, you know, hard verse, you know, Too Short from Short But Funky, you know, E-40's verse on Dusted and Disgusted, you know, just like whatever. You know, no matter how random your verse is, we going off the hardest verse.
Hey, somebody gave me one the other day, Q verse off of
anything.
This ain't nothing but a word to me.
not take my bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd he say?
head spinning, reminisce about my man C-Rock. Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots blow. Somebody got to die. Nobody got to know that I killed your ass in the mid. Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots blow. Somebody got to die. Nobody got to know that I killed your ass in the mid. Filling clips, he explained our situation precisely, so we know exactly what we facing. Some kid named Jason in the Honda station, wagon was ragging. I'm out how much loot and crack he stacked. Rock had a grip, so they formed up a clique, a small crew. Around the time I was locked up with you,
true indeed.
But your nigga, let me proceed. Don't fill them clips too high, give them bullets room to breathe. Damn, where was I? Yeah, went out of town, blew the fuck up. D-Rock went home and Jay got stuck the fuck up. Hit him twice, caught him right for the Persian wife. Pistol with his kids and fixed up his wife. He said your rock set him up, no question. Wet him up, no less than 50 shots in his direction. How many shots, man, nigga? I see mad holes. What kind of gap? Hitch link, cops, and calico. But fuck that, I know where all them niggas rest at. In the building hustling, and they don't be strapped. Supreme and black, is there fears, the engine running. Find a bag to put the guns in, and come on if you're coming. Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots blow. Somebody got to die. Nobody got to know that I killed your ass in the mid. Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots blow. Somebody got to die. Nobody got to know that I killed your ass in the mid. Exchange hugs and pounds before the throwdown. How it's gonna go down. Ladies, niggas, low down. Slow down. Fuck all that planet shit. Run up in their cribs and make the cats abandon shit. See, niggas like you do 10-year bids. Miss the nigga they want and murder innocent kids. Nah, one nigga's in my eye, that's Jason. Ain't no slugs gonna be wasted. Revenge of tasting at the tip of my lip. I can't wait to feel my clip in his hip. Pass the chocolate, Tosh. Thing ain't lie, there's Jason with his back to me, talking to his faculty. I start to get a funny feeling. Put the mask on in case this nigga starts squealing. Scream his name out, 3-6, nothing shorter. Nigga turn around, holding his daughter.
Quarter the Great back in the building. Legal Dope Radio, fresh out of People's Player.
Take that, man.
Got to die by the late, great, Notorious B.I.G. You know what I'm saying? One of my mentors, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite rappers of all time. Frank White the Great, man. And the way he set everything up in that song was so beautiful. Like, coming from a person that actually sits down and does it too, like, his setup game was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, when he say, remembering the story when he told y'all, when he say niggas like you get 10-year bids, Mr. Nigga, you want and murder innocent kids, fam. And then at the end of the motherfucking verse, he had a bad feeling. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He got the funny feeling, fam, and then he squeezed 10 shots. No, what he say? Squeezed 5 shots, nothing shorter.
I'm
holding his daughter, nigga. And then you hear the baby crying at the end. So did the baby die? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I mean? Because you heard the heartbeat. So did the baby die? Or, you know, I mean, what really was it? What really went down? You know what I mean? So, like I say, man, Notorious Big, man, one of the greatest ever, man. And that's just what it is. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to my boy Sign from Psychodrama. I think he might be on the line right now. Side Effect, Get Addicted, man. And he fucks with us, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I fuck around with, you know, the Drama War boys. The Wreck is one of my close personal friends, you know what I'm saying? You probably heard him on the first song of the Twister album. Psychodrama, they've been here forever for us, you know what I'm saying? So this is what it was. This is what it is. Shout out to the boy Juke. And it looked like Sai got some things going on. And he just shot me a message via Facebook, so I'm going to share it with y'all.
Hey,
Sue, shout out to Kia, fam. Hey, but like I say, Midwest Music Machine, I keep forgetting to plug that. Midwest Music Machine in Chicago every Thursday night at the spots vary. Go to the boy direct page. It's Sam Ill on Facebook. You can go to his page, and they'll direct you to the Midwest Music Machine. And it's also a Midwest Music Machine page. Legal Dope Radio is part of the Midwest Music Machine. The way it works out is, you know, you go down, you perform. It's a networking party. I heard all the Chicago greats be there. I heard they be out. You know, the boy Twista be there from time to time, from what I hear. The boy Legendary Trackster has stopped by, you know, and she is direct there. He is Chi-Town legend, so you know what that is. So big shout-out to Direct. Shout-out to the Midwest Music Machine. Shout-out to Side Effects. Sidekick got a new album coming out, too.
And shout-out to everybody with the venues and things going on, and I hate to, you know, like, you know, and I say this not knocking my man because I'm knocking us, you know what I'm saying? Like the same way he said, I keep forgetting to plug that. That's part of what the whole shutdown is for a couple of weeks, to line our shit up and make sure shit goes right.
Right.
So we're going to put the website together all the way. It's going to be, you know, and not just like a post, like a Facebook post, but it's going to be showing up banners and showing up, you know, and showing up slots for people to get into them with, you know what I mean? I want to make it all the way right. I'm tired of playing with it. Y'all been coming forward to it, including with us on Wednesdays, and we've been giving it our all. Why not go all the way with it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the whole break is about, for real.
What really made me look at it that way is when I paid attention to the fact that we have people that subscribe to the radio station. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over 300 people subscribe to the radio station, which means these 300 people automatically get this show downloaded to their iTunes every Wednesday and Sunday, if we do a Sunday show.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we trying to set it up to... Like I say, it's almost like the CBA. We almost having our own little CBA, you know what I mean? We're having a real live... Yeah, we're having a real live bargain agreement right now, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, if you're listening, you want to get down on some sponsorship or whatever, you know what I mean? You want to do a commercial, we'll do a commercial for you and air the commercial, you know what I mean? We're going to have... You know, just slots for everything. So, you know, if you want to put money up, you can put money up. If you want to buy into the brand, you can buy into the brand. You can buy a piece of the company if you like. It's a lot of shit going on right now. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, that's really what we up to. It looks like my boy Kickstand is on. He's a little late. I'm gonna still bring him on just to see where his head at right now. Me and Kick actually had a long conversation earlier about changes for Legal Dope Radio. So, you know, we're gonna talk about that as the weeks go on, because it was a complete shutdown. Like, it was over with for at least a month, April, right around Fresh Birthday, you know what I'm saying? That's when we was gonna come back hard and bigger than ever. I was trying to get Mike Turner on the show. Like, I got a lot of shit going on I'm trying to do right now. So like I say, I'm gonna go ahead and bring Kick in. You're 19 minutes late, son. Yeah.
What's up?
This what up with it, Joe?
This is, you know, Kick. You know? So what's going on, fam? How's it going tonight?
Oh, man, it's going pretty well, man. You know, we all, you know, getting addicted. You know, just like you. We're just hanging in there, man. We're just trying to get it.
Good music, for sure.
Biggie's death day.
Oh, yeah, big shout-out to Big, man. Yeah, got to do what it do. Shout-out to Big. You know, I got a little bit of news, you know, just a little bit to give everybody on, you know, just a change from losing Big in the industry. We got a little record that got broken by Eminem, you know. I guess he's one of the three that has actually broken over 1 billion views on YouTube. And now, along with that, you know, in the hip-hop industry, we got he broke another record with Facebook, and the dude has collected over 28.88 million fans on Facebook. We ain't talking about friends. We ain't talking about people that just looked at his page. The dude literally got 28.88 28.88 million fans. Just people that just regularly go to his page. They on there, they on, I guess, on his friends list. They advertising for him on his page. So that's a real big thing for hip hop right now. M is doing that. We got you know, for all y'all man whores out there, you know, if you wanna know that there's somebody actually out there doing something for y'all. If y'all ain't packing yourself, you need to be packing. Beluda actually got down with Trojan, and he's doing something big with Magnum Condoms. So if y'all ever get a chance to, check that out. You know, Luda's one of those entertainment-type guys. He's either going to be funny or he's going to have some lyrics for you that's going to really make you think about
that.
It. Say that again.
Okay.
Luda. Luda with Magnum Condoms. Be looking out for it. It's going to be something big. Probably. Yeah, big
time. Man, I got an update for you. As of right now, Eminem is at 30,008,476 fans on his Facebook fan page. As of right
that
now,
is just...
I am the 4,000. I am 30,008,476 as of right now.
Well, he blew past Lady Gaga over the weekend, fam. You just added to it.
So he got like 15,000 motherfucking replies and shit per post on his page, fam. This shit is crazy.
Oh, wow. Now, y'all got to tell me, how do y'all feel about these rappers right now? You know, there was a such thing. I remember way back in the days, we used to see rappers with spandex. With biker shorts on. Everybody went and got biker shorts. You see motherfuckers with shell toes, you know. God bless Run DMC. They brought out the shell toes. Now, Gucci is a big...
big
for that
shit.
What's
that?
Yeah.
Glad I was
but
big
like,
for that shit.
What about
hey,
the tattoos on the face, fam? Can you see this going far?
What's that?
The tattoos on the face. Now, Wayne and Baby
Diamond
Cash Money.
Didn't the Diamond
Chick
just get a tattoo on her face?
She got a tattoo of a bullet in front of her ear.
That's probably hot.
Now,
what?
A tattoo of a bullet in front of her ear, like right here?
Like right in front of her ear, towards her face, on the face side. Not behind her ear, in front of it, on her face side, bottom of her sideburn. She got a tattoo of a 44 Magnum bullet.
Wow. Okay, so what was the question about the tattoos on face?
I don't know. What's the purpose of the ice cream tattoo on Gucci's face?
Ice cream tattooed on his face. Somebody else just got a tattoo on their face too. Who was it?
I just got one.
That was Young LA. Young LA had a duck on his tattoo, and some other
guy
came out about it.
Young LA got a duck on his face. Go ahead and say it.
That's,
hey, Biggie Bobo, hey.
That's probably the homosexual part of the game or something. You know what I mean? With this ice cream and all like that shit hot for females.
That shit is kind of HMO.
Tyson kind of set it off, and then niggas ain't got no warrior shit. Yeah
see, that, so, see Tyson got some warrior shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. Hey, Kid.
What's up?
But if you need a tattoo in the logo, I'll let you go.
Hey, yeah, I'll let, hey. If you need a tattoo in the hood, go to LegalDopeRadio.com. We got tattoos and everything, son. You know what I mean? So I'll ask you. Well, like I say, when we shut, we're going to shut down, man. We're going to shut down, and we're going to come back harder than ever. You're going to be able to go to the Legal Dope Radio fan page. You're going to be able to go to LegalDopeRadio.com, and you'll actually be able to go there. You'll be able to see the tattoo work. You'll be able to go there. You'll be able to see Block Life T-shirts and grills. You'll be able to see the books. We got electronic books coming out. You'll be able to buy the music, any of the music. You'll be able to download the shows. Like, it's a lot of shit we're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And that has a lot to do with it. Like I say, we're going to be having services that we already have. Like, we do everything over here at LegalDopeRadio.com. You know what I'm saying? We do everything. You know what I'm saying? We got barbers. We got tattoo artists. You know what I'm saying? We got fly guys. You know what I'm saying? We got all the... You know what I'm saying? We got whatever, it's whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so Kick.
What's up?
What's going on in the, as far as record sales, man? What you got? You got anything for me on the record sales? Like, who on top right now?
As far as record sales, it's real bleak. I ain't get my numbers up like I should have. I was really looking and searching for them. I ain't getting no real big numbers up, but I got the hot tracks right now, 1 through 5 on the Billboard. That's really rocking the airwaves right now. As far as you know, my guy Wiz Khalifa with Black and Yellow, he had number 5. Now, this dude been in the top 10. This dude been in the top 10 for like damn near. He been on the Billboard for 20 weeks. He been in the top 10 for at least 10 of them weeks, if not more. So, you know, it's real hot right now. Waka Flocka with No Hands at number 4. We got Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, the Busta Rhymes with Look at Me Now at number 3.
He stood out with one hand and said,
then we got Wayne and Corey Guns with 6 Foot 7 Foot. Now, tell me this, fam. Now, I was just looking at they just replayed the Hip Hop Awards on BET the other night. Now, mistake, get me right or wrong, Corey Guns is Ice Cube's son, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, because I was lost for a hot second because I seen, you know, Ice Cube, and they said his 2 sons is on, you know, they had the little rap with Run and his 2 boys. Now, you know, I don't follow names, I follow faces. I seen 6 Foot 7 Foot video. That's the same cat that was rapping with Ice Cube and his son on the BET Awards during the little sermon, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, those are people.
Yeah. I mean, that just threw me off because I've never seen Dude a Day in my life until I saw 6 Foot 7 Foot. And then, you know, I got the repeat of the Hip Hop Awards. And here's Cat right here rapping behind Ice Cube claiming to be his son. So, you know, figure that out for me, fam. But that's what hopped at number 2. And we got Nicki Minaj and Drake at Moment for Life, which is just a heater for the longest right now. I don't think it's going to drop from number 1 for a while. There's everybody banging it. Little white kids, the grown folks, little kids, everybody. Black, white, it don't matter.
Hey, you know what's funny? Hey, you know what, Kick? Hey, good looking out, fam, for giving us some news we can use. Sign off for my people, y'all. I gotta say something, man. Shout out to my man Brandon, man.
It's your boy Kick. What's your legal dope news? Get addicted and stay addicted.
Joe, Legal Dope Radio, man, coming all the way hard, man, and full tilt swing on y'all. And check it out, man. I appreciate this radio show, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because everybody wants to be a part of something, and that's cool, man. Because like now everybody wants to have rap facts.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to pass this message on to the Legal Dope listeners, you know. Corey Guns is the son of Peter Guns.
I knew that. What the
fuck, you never knew that, fan, for real?
I didn't know that.
Shout out to Brandon for calling in, for texting me and saying that. I knew that forever. You know what I mean? I just assumed everybody did. So I was going to say something smart. Like I was being an asshole just now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you know what, B? Good looking out, man. Because you're in school, man. I've been in church.
Yeah. Probably a bunch of people that don't know that though. You know what I'm saying? It didn't take put 2 and 2 together.
Speaking of Shaquille O'Neal, before we go to a song, then.
It's funny.
I saw something on.
I wish I had the song loaded up, man.
Uptown Baby.
You can't stop the rain.
Oh, damn, we tripping.
You know what I'm saying? You can't stop the rain.
You said about me.
ESPN did an actual segment.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm saying it today. I was going to get to it.
It was
good.
I was talking about how Shaq, because I saw a piece of it, you know, Bob Lee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And Shaq was like, you know, talking about how he was supposed to roll with fam that
night. Yeah, I was his man.
You know, how he's supposed to roll with him that night, and, you know, the way they say, you know, Lil C's had a. You know, he was the kind of dude that if, you know, he's for the world.
He'd have had different security.
You know, all of that. You know what I mean? And what tripped me out was when Shaq straight up said, you know, had I had been there, standing outside the car, would that person have shot the gun?
You asked yourself that question.
Man, who would shoot Shaq?
Nobody. In the 90s when he played for L.A.
You know what I'm saying, man? Who would shoot Shaq?
That would have been a double.
Somebody might
might shoot Shaq. Somebody might shoot Biggie. Who would shoot Shaq?
Who would shoot Shaq?
He's the big old, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? He at that time, though.
No, we understand all of that, man. We talking about...
They didn't kill Suge. They just went right past him like they went right past
Suge. Man, we hear all that, man. We said when they had caught him at the taco shop at the next light. That's what we saying, man. We understand where you're coming from.
Or when he aborted the mission of him and Biggie was in the car together. Now, wait a minute. Only him and Shaq in the car together. Now, we didn't talk about this.
Because, man, on some real shit, it wouldn't have been...
Oh, when Biggie got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
Yeah, the real shit, man, it would have been a whole other case had it been Shaquille O'Neal. And I hate to play that.
Right.
You know, sorry. You know what I mean? It'd have been a whole new case.
Right.
It's all tomorrow.
That's
my point.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's my point.
So,
a good basketball player.
Right. An athlete.
Because we put it on, remember a lot of stuff wasn't loaded. You know, it was freaking out.
We was having a couple issues earlier today. Do it. No, you know what, man? Do that. And then, like, a lot of people never, a lot of people, listen, a lot of people never, you going to mix that? Start it off with that now, then. Let's get addicted. Listen to this song, fam. I want y'all to get a bar and understand what's going on. Listen to the artistry in the song. Biggie Smalls came to my high school. That's a random tidbit for y'all. Shout out to Dante. Shout out to Dante. 2 years straight, bruh. Shout out to Dante. You see what I'm saying? And okay, since Drew just said with the Coogee sweater on, before Fan gets to his mix, get addicted, I'm going to let y'all know. In the More Money, More Problems video, when Biggie's sitting in the hotel room with the Coogee sweater on, talking about, man, you know, it's more money, more problems. That's the, man, he was sitting in the hotel room in Chicago before he came to do the concert at our school. Get addicted.
As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Beck. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I'd probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy would fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my Honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you since real love, huh? Hold your horses, I'ma show you who the boss of intercourse is. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC can't see B.I.G. with telepathy. The recipe, a pinch of hardcore with the gun. Trippin' ain't easy, but it sure is fun. When I bust my nuts, I bust them one by one. So what's the 411, hun,
Dreams the fuck is it all
we need you.
feature. Separate the weak from the oppa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shot. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Feel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin chase. Rashes on the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bad fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind me. Excite all the freaks. Stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. I switch it all back, top sucker G's up. Going for a smooth, get Swiss cheese up. Cut to tech, respect, I demand it. Slip and break Z, 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with your C popper. Feel 1,000 deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page nigga. Puff Daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunt, he sips on the belly. On the rocks, tote blocks at christening. Am a cop in the fire positioning. What? Come here, come here. Open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't fuck with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?
J5 Kicks Pass, Freddie Free, what up, Joe?
Shoot.
3B, shout out to the homie Gangsta Grill.
Shoot.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. We're getting in this March
Don't
9th.
Don't forget to say the bastard.
Take a couple calls in a minute. Shout out to my little Relly AA. I see him getting it in. He must have had no time to check in with us. Saw gravity. You know what I mean?
Joe, what we going to do next?
We're going to take a couple calls. Let's wipe these lines out real quick because I'm, you know, got some shit I want to say. You know that. Wipe a couple calls out, man.
Nah.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah,
let's go to number 32. Mm-hmm. 214 area code, you on the air.
574.
214-574.
214-574.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
This is Miss T. Mama from Dallas.
Here.
And I'm just checking out app. And I love jamming with you guys. This is Miss T from Dallas.
Man, Miss T from Texas, where you been at, man?
I've been hanging out. I just own my daughter, Miss T. Let me know about y'all station, and I'm just hollering at you guys. And I just love the way y'all jam and stuff. This is Miss CD from Dallas.
Oh, so you say you're related to somebody that turns on
the Miss T from Dallas. Miss Punky.
Miss T from Texas? So that's your...
Yes.
Okay, so who... And that's your what? Your sister?
That's my daughter.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on now. And what is your name?
Okay. I'm just jamming with you guys, too.
Okay,
and,
so what are we talking
about?
Yeah, definitely.
Miss
we do T. know we do know Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
Yes, I sure do. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. Well,
keeping y'all hometown, and she hooked me up, and I just love you guys.
Thank
and
you.
I'm
what's your name, Mama?
Huh?
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is C. Davis, Connie Davis, from Dallas.
You
C. Mother.
So we got
C.
We got Miss Texas. We got T baby
and Mama. Just shout out to Mama T then. That's what
Mama
that's what the legal dope boys gonna call you.
Hey.
Y'all,
shout out to Miss T from Texas.
Mama T.
She brought Miss T is a legal dope. You know,
thing. You know what? I think that's Miss T right there, fam. It wouldn't be right if we didn't pull her in, fam. Let's do it, man. I believe that's her.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, 254. You on the air.
what's the business?
What's the business? All right, there you go.
Nothing much. Yeah, I got my mom on the line holding it down for Dallas, Texas. I told her to check y'all out, and she's been getting addicted and can't stop.
Man, big shout out to Miss T from Texas. What up, Joe?
Ain't nothing. I ain't been a husband child in a little minute. I'm kind of mad at y'all. Y'all don't send me no text message updates or nothing. I thought I was a veteran or something.
Hey, I tell you what, that problem is officially over. You make sure you get every update, everything. It's over with as soon as right now it's over with. We got you logged in.
I mean, I'm turning people on. I'm even turning my mama on.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. We're gonna make sure it's what it is from this point on. We're gonna make sure you got everything you need from today on out. You'll never be out of the loop.
Oh, well, that's what's up. That made me feel real good down here. What y'all been up to?
Man, not a whole bunch of it, man. You know what we do. We make legal dope and we give it out on Wednesdays. That's it. We are.
Oh, I'm ready. Y'all keep doing your thing. And me and my mama going to keep on listening. Shout out to my girl, Coco Chanel. She holding it down. I don't know if she's listening or not. I want to give a shout out to her bestie. She's holding it down as well. And y'all keep doing your thing.
Man, Miss T from Texas, shout out to you, man. I love you, sweetie. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
That's what up, Joe. Man, shout out to everybody holding it down in Texas, man. Coco Chanel. Shout out to Biggie Shorty, you know what it is, boy, what's good. Man, Joe, we getting it in, man. We got the whole family, the whole clan getting addicted, Joe. We got, man, New Ground, shout out to them, Joe, you know what it is. It's love all over the place, man, real talk. Hey, man,
Yeah.
It's almost time for the show to be over, man. I'm sad.
It's almost that time, man. But, you know.
How much longer we got?
About 9-10 minutes.
Let's see what we got down there. What we got down there, man? You know, man. Okay, so I'll tell you what, man. What I'm going to do, shout out to my online listeners as well. You know, because I haven't done that yet today. You know, just, you know, I'm not really political like I always do. I'm just going to point a couple things out to make y'all think about some shit. Just, to, you know, some little tidbits, you know, what y'all need to know. You know what I mean? First of all, Illinois has officially abolished the death penalty.
Man.
For who that, you know, I don't know if that matters to any of y'all, but you know about it. You can, you know, it's cooler talk if you want it to be. You know what I mean? Illinois officially abolished the death penalty. It was 15 prisoners on the death penalty.
Yeah.
Now they just got life without parole. You know what I mean? So they say 15 lives. So you know, I say you can look at it that way. It's definitely 15 families that.
Right.
Affected by that,
right.
Care. If,
right.
You know, if none of my listeners care, 15 families care.
I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong, but some of the family members are actually saying that it's okay because now they're able to speak. You know what I'm saying? Now they're able to tell them, and then they want that type of closure to come out from the prisoners. You know what I mean?
It's pretty much just that. Like I said, you got to know that. You know what I mean? Another important reminder, you definitely got to set your clock forward on Sunday. You know, so, I mean, I guess in some kind of strange, twisted way, that's good news because you're that much closer to us next Wednesday. You know, you get out. You know, they take one of them hours away, so you'll be closer to us. You feel me? We'll be back on Wednesday next week.
Quarter to great birthday.
That's so you're right. Set your clock forward on Sunday.
3 days.
Spring forward. That's all. I guess Saturday night at 2 o'clock, spring forward.
Spring forward.
So. We'll be back on Wednesday. That's Quarter Great's birthday. So make sure y'all do y'all. Make sure y'all do y'all's part. Cali wants the weather to change. What else we got for y'all? That's pretty much it. You know, just like I say, you know what it is, man. Just make sure y'all know all those things. It wasn't much today. I just want y'all to know that. No more death penalty in Illinois. You might not care, but you know. You know about it.
Hey, did we ever get a confirmation on Q?
Don't get caught.
No, we'll talk about that next week because we'll have enough time.
Kevin Love had another double-double tonight.
Shout out to Kevin Love. Shout out to the Lakers.
Speaking of that, you know what I mean? Tomorrow,
you know what
yesterday, if you get me on the court, I'm trouble. Last night, fucked around and got a triple-double.
Hey, nah, man, they're going to think you cocky. You know, let me tell them. I witnessed it. You know what I'm saying? And my point was, you know, he was out there, he, you know, it was like he was a hired hitman, you know what I'm saying?
Well put.
He was out there executing his position, you feel what I'm talking about? And I must admit that, you know what I mean?
What he said.
Shout out to the Bulls.
I don't play basketball.
Yeah, what he said.
Shout out to the Bulls, man.
Hey, so real talk, you know, the Lakers on the hot streak right now, they 8 games up since the All-Star break. And unfortunately, you know, or fortunately, you know, depending on how you look at it, you know, the Miami Heat are something like 7 of 8, 6 of 7.
They on the same
record. You know,
5 straight losses, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And those, crazy records and crazy paths right now going to meet tomorrow night. So
that should be a nice
shout out
to Wade and shout out to LeBron.
Hey, shout out to
doing they thing.
Shout out to Chris Biash.
Yeah.
And Lil James. Chris B.I. here to just go.
Yeah, he's doing freaking out, man. Hey, you know, it is what it is, man. They get bullies, but they don't bully motherfuckers. Now, we all know that right now, you know, we really can't, you know, but when they actually start jailing,
I'm gonna tell you what the difference is.
I'm telling you.
No, if they can jail till they turn blue in the face, man, they need more players.
Yeah,
like, man, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
every night, them stars putting up 30 points. LeBron James and D Wade are playing great games. They're being outplayed by folks. You know what I'm saying? You know what else, too, real quick? I'm gonna give everybody some game, like, not even really game. It's just something that you should know if you don't know it already. If you see people walking around with, you know, the black mark on their forehead, today is Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, 40 days
left. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, did nobody put no blood out on their head?
So,
Hey, that wasn't me. That was blood. Hey, so listen, though. The Ash, you know, today is Ash Wednesday, and it started Lent season or whatever. Just real quick, to Friday, it's Good Friday, you know, and what all of this is, what all this means, you know, and Friday is the day of Jesus' death. For those who care, like I say, you might believe in some, you know, a different higher power, but that's what's going on with that, you know what I mean? This dude is over here freaking all the way out. Good Friday is Friday. That's what all this is about, you know, Ash Wednesday, with the, you know, starting the Lenten season with the ash from the forehead and what have you. Good Friday is the day of Jesus' death. And Easter, like Fam said, like, you know, like Fam said in the background, you know, it's 40 days of Lenten, you know, start the season. Easter is the day of Jesus' resurrection. So that's what all that's about. A lot of people probably didn't even know that, you know. A lot of people just, whatever. People are freaks, you know.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know that, that's what it is. If you knew it, you know, you know more about it, you know what I mean. But I'm not going to touch on it anymore because I don't know much about it. I just tell what I know. I'm not going to tell you nothing I heard. Tell you what I know. That's my thing. If you know me, you know that. You know.
I ain't going to tell you what I heard. I'm going to tell you what I know.
Straight up.
A quote from Fresh Air to People's Play. That was prime time Panthers.
And let's do that, man. It's about that
time. You like
time.
That, didn't you? Yeah, you like that, didn't you?
It's about that time. You know, we can close it up. Like you said,
it's about that time.
There's nothing else to be said outside of next Wednesday. Happy birthday, quarter to great.
Yeah.
You know, that hey, next Wednesday, we're going to party Wednesday, March the 16th.
We're going to party till St. Patrick's Day here.
Shout out to Blood for being from Lincoln Park. Happy birthday to my man, AK, about an hour, you know, depending on where you are. I guess we're in New York fucking mentally. Happy birthday, AK.
Yeah,
we're going to check Fam out tomorrow. Like I said, rest in peace to the homie. Happy birthday to the other homie. Next weekend, we partying hard. Be there or be square. I remember people used to say that.
Rest in peace,
Biggie Small. Rest in
peace, B.I. Jizzle.
R.I.P. Big. Ain't no other way to end the show than playing Big Papa.
Hey, this is my theme song. Shout out to the 20 Below. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my wagon. Shout out to the little Cherokee. Shout out to the Bonneville. Shout out to the Mickey Mouse charm, the big heavy one. Shout out to the stupid retarded flow, man. This is my thing. Every time I step in the spot, you know what I'm saying, my boy DJ Dredd, he'll throw the song, no matter what was happening. If I step in the spot, the song is going to be played.
Get addicted.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace the lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make. make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can see on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby,
how you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping holes, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got the gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia. Represent, baby, baby.